This is Today in History, November the 30th. On this day, back in 1835, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, is born in Florida, Missouri. Also on this day in 1874, British statesman Winston Churchill is born. And in 1782, the United States and Britain sign a preliminary peace article in Paris, ending the Revolutionary War. The Treaty of Paris was then signed in September the following year. And on this day in 1954, Anne Elizabeth Hodges of Oak Grove, Alabama, is slightly injured when an 8.5-pound chunk of space rock crashes through the roof of her house, hitting her in the head as she lay napping on a couch. And on this day in 1989, Richard Mallory, a store owner in Palm Harbor, Florida, is last seen taking a ride with Aileen Wuornos. The following day, his car, containing his wallet, some condoms, and an empty bottle of vodka, is found abandoned in a remote area of Ormond Beach. Nearly 2 weeks later, his body turns up in a Daytona Beach junkyard with three bullets in his chest. Mallory's murder was the first of seven committed by Aileen Wuornos over the next year, perhaps because she was one of the few woman killers to gain widespread fame and notoriety. She was inaccurately dubbed America's first female serial killer. Her case was heavily publicized through television talk show appearances and a documentary called The Selling of a Serial Killer.
I have made peace with my Lord, and I have asked forgiveness. I am sorry that my acts of self-defense ended up in court like this, but I take full responsibility for my actions. It was them or me. I am sorry for all the pain that my actions have caused. I am prepared to die if you say it is necessary.
In late 1989, Wuornos began her infamous killing spree. 5 months after Richard Mallory was killed, David Spears was found dead, shot 6 times with a .22 caliber gun in the woods near Tampa. Wuornos was sentenced to death, and a movie was made about her story called Monster, that starred Charlize Theron in the title role. And on this day in 1994, the Achille Laurel cruise ship catches fire and sinks to the bottom of the sea near Somalia. The large luxury liner had a checkered history that included deaths and terrorism prior to its sinking. Back in 1971, the ship rammed an Italian fishing boat in the Mediterranean Sea, killing one person. 10 years later, a fire on board the ship killed 2 people. And the most infamous incident in the history of the Achille Laurel occurred in 1985 when it was hijacked by Palestinian terrorists who shot and killed an American passenger, Leon Klinghoffer. And on this day in 1993, President Bill Clinton signs into law the Brady Bill, which requires a 5-day waiting period for handgun purchases and background checks for prospective gun buyers. On this day in 1982, the Michael Jackson album Thriller is released by Epic Records. Thriller is the 6th studio album by American singer Michael Jackson, released on this day back in 1982 by Epic Records. In just over a year, Thriller becomes and currently remains the world's best-selling album, with an estimated sales of 66 million copies. It is the best-selling album in the United States and the first album to be certified 33 times multi-platinum, having shipped 33 million album units. The album won a record-breaking 8 Grammy Awards in 1984, including Album of the Year. It produced 7 singles: The Girl Is Mine, Billie Jean, Beat It, Wanna Be Startin' Something, Human Nature, PYT, and Thriller, all of which reached the top 10 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. Thriller broke racial barriers in pop music, enabling Jackson's appearances on MTV and a meeting with President Ronald Reagan at the White House. The album was one of the first to use music videos as successful promotional tools, and the videos for the songs Thriller, Billie Jean, and Beat It all received regular rotation on MTV. Michael Jackson's Thriller hits the world. Released November 30th, 1982, on this day in history.
December, dead alive, and no one's gonna save you from